Hey, I'm here. Podcast number 5, I think. Hey, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are cute. You are, and you are, you know, you're cute, you know? Because, yeah, you know how it is. Cute people being cute, and stop that. Because I have no self-control. I went on a rant by myself, and then I realized that I was ranting, and, I was like, this is probably a good podcast rant. I need more podcast stuff, so here we are. Podcast number 5, 6, probably number five. I don't know. Very unorganized with this podcast. I still have no idea what the hell this is. Anyway, streamer rant, because, you know, I'm streaming. Mixer.com/WINDRASIO Wintersoul. You can find me everywhere on the interwebs. All under same username. Anyway, streamer rants. I was consuming some content. And I just listen. Okay? Let me just start off with the rant I already did. Let me just summarize it. I don't want bots in my chat too much. Or like giveaway. Hashtag join, or not hashtag, exclamation mark, join, and all this stuff. Because I simply just want it to be me playing a video game. And then talking to people as I play a video game. That is the mood that I want to set. It's just, we're just chilling, vibing. Talking about stuff together. You know, I'm being me and you're being you, and we're being each other together in this place on the internet, which just happens to be my stream. Cool, right? I mean, like, yeah, I guess, like, it's just like, it gets so cluttered, and it's just the mood that I feel when I watch a stream with a lot of hashtag. Exclamation mark, join, raffle, and an automated bot saying some stuff. It's just like, I don't care. I want to see people talk. I want to read about conversation and people dogging each other and dissing each other and laughing at disses and being bros and bras to each other and messing with the streamer and the streamer messing with the chat. I like that. Just simple. It's a chat room. But that's not the main point. The main point as to why I got on here was because I've been on this for years. Cam, no cam. I want to watch the video game. Okay? I want to watch the video game. And then I want to hear you talk about whatever. And then I want to see the chat respond. And then you respond. And then see some gameplay, and then the chat respond, and then you respond, and then you play the game, and the chat respond, and they were all like, oh my god, I can't believe you did that, and then you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I did this, and I'm like, you're a bot, I'm like, yeah, probably, because I'm just so good at this game, and then you die, and then we all laugh, and then we clip it, ship it, deliver it, and then it becomes a meme, and then you become famous, and then you're like... 1,000,000,000 people on TikTok and Twitter, and you're getting like 1,000,000,000 likes on every post, and then you're starting to suddenly meet famous people, and then you blink and you're on the Tonight Show, and you're doing stuff in space for some reason, and you know, all that from No Face Cam, Aside from my random tangent that I love to go on because my tangents are always fun. For me, as a kid, I loved watching my big brother play video games. It was the highlight of my day. Get home, bro playing video game, sling my backpack to God knows where to lose it, take off my shoes, sit down in some comfortable place, and just watch my bro play a video game. God, it was just the best time for me. I just loved watching. It was a screen, right? It was a screen that had a video game playing, and then I would hear my brother talk about it, and then I would talk about it. And then he would talk about it, and then I would talk about it. And then something he would do on the screen that has a video game on it, and we would both talk about that. Weird how that is similar to a stream that has no cam, that you just watch the gameplay, and then you hear someone talk. And then you talk. And then they talk. And then you talk. Right? Imagine. You're sitting on the couch with your best friend, and you love watching him or her play a video game. Maybe you're going through your story game, right? God, this is so resonating with me. I love this stuff. You guys are playing your best girlfriend playing through an RPG story game, right? And she's going through the town, she's walking, and she passes an item, and then you're like, yo, girl, what the fuck? You just passed a shiny. What the hell? Go get it. And she's like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Let me go get it. And then she goes, gets it. And then you were like, oh, my God, I can't believe this item. What the hell? It looks so cool. And she's like, it's not pretty. I kind of wanted it to be pink and cute and have, you know, little cat ear charm. And you're like, no. It has to be edgy with blood and darkness and death and awesomeness. And then you guys argue about that. And you're like, no, it has to be cute. And you're like, no. Or she's like, no, it has to be cute. And then you're like, no, it has to be edgy. And then you still continue to play the game and then all that. And then an event happens. And then there's a dark, edgy, cute, cat-eared chibi character, and then you're both like, oh my God, I love this character. And then you guys hug and cry, and then that character is just like the best, and you're just fawning over it, everything. And then your relationship gets closer because you both like this character, and then that character dies, and your character, and then both of you are crying over it. And then you guys stop being friends because you guys thought that you should have treated that character better. And it's both your fault, but you haven't realized it. And then years later, you come back together as best friends, realizing that it wasn't each other's fault, and things just happened. And then you play the game again, and remember all the fond memories. And in all that, no cam. I'm sorry. I love my tangents. But in all of that, right? You're sitting next to someone, and you're both watching a screen together. You're not sitting, right, on your couch, and then the person next to you is in front of you, facing you, and that person has their own separate screen that they're playing the game on. And so you are watching in real life in front of you the person playing the game on their own screen facing towards you, and then the TV screen, which is the main screen for you to watch. How weird is that? That's really weird. That's like, okay, what? Why not just sit next to me, and we could both watch the same screen together? And that's this feeling that I want to have in my stream, right? Like, if I'm playing a video game, we're both sitting next to each other, watching said video game. And maybe in, like, in-between moments, I'll on cam because there's nothing happening in the video game. But, like, I just... And this mainly goes for story games for me. If I'm playing like an FPS that's repetitive, let's say a BR, and we're constantly dropping in the same area and all that, It gets a little stale, so maybe adding a webcam on there could spice it up. But if it's a story game, right? I want all the details. I want what's in the corner on the bottom left, what's in the corner on the bottom right. I want to know what's in the corner, what's the shiny thing in the sky on the top left and the top right. Like, I want full coverage for my eyes to explore details of said game, because story games are cool and I just want to take in all the details. And then having a chill voice talking to me, serenading me with their magical words of wisdom and randomness is awesome. It just feels good to me. But there's a lot of people out there that are saying, no, you need a cam. And there's a lot of people out there that don't want streams that don't have cams. And this goes back to everything I've been saying on this podcast so far. It's just about self-awareness and what makes you happy and what you want to do. Having no cam makes me happy. I'm not insecure about how I look. I'm not insecure about how I will look to other people. I can hop on cam whenever I want. I have before. But if I have to fight myself so much, emotionally, physically, to get on camera, it doesn't make sense to me. When I have put on streams that I have watched myself on replay and I have enjoyed it. If I'm talking a lot and going off tangents like I just did, I'm like, I'm chilling. And I don't know why. I guess I'm an audio person. I like hearing more than seeing, I guess. But I just, I want to make the type of content I like to consume. But this is authentic to me and it's my truth. If I like no cam streams, then I should do no cam streams. Because it makes me the most comfortable and I can pull out the best versions of myself from doing that. And in the future, I will do cam streams because I will feel like it. Because I already am. I feel like doing cam streams soon. I'm gonna, as the time of this recording, on November 6th at 4:20 a.m. Weed. Did I say November? February 6th, sorry. February 6th, 4:20 a.m. I'm gonna be playing Overwatch sometime soon in the future, and I'm probably gonna have a cam for that because it just feels right to me. That's it. But right now, as the time of this recording, I'm playing Hollow Knight and it doesn't feel right for me to play or to. That game is so fucking beautiful. It is so beautiful. I don't want my dumbass face to cover any of that. I'm not saying I'm. No. I wanna highlight the game. It's so pretty. I want people to look at the game and how pretty it is, and then you can listen to my dumb voice about saying dumb things. But I want your eyes focused on the game. But in Overwatch, I mean, I can, you know, you see the same thing over and over again a lot, so. Yeah, that was my rant. Wasn't really a rant, but, you know, yeah. This was a little bit different from the usual inner self-love reflection, discovery stuff that I've been doing lately. But again, I don't know what the hell this is, so I'm just gonna be like, hey, I'm talking about something with passion. I should probably put this on the mic, into the mic, because that's the name of the stream. I mean, the podcast, into the mic. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting better at feeling better, feeling, you know, confident, getting more confidence mentally, physically, being more consistent in my sleep schedule and my streams and stuff. Been a little bit lacking with content, though. Haven't been putting out enough. I need to put out more. Because there's a lot that I want to put out, but I'm not putting out in. Yeah. Again, I like this. This is nice. Just, I do this a lot. Talking to myself and going on rants, but it's a different, it hits different when I do it into the mic and I record it. I know I'm not talking to anybody technically, but it just feels like I'm, again, it feels like a diary. I'm just letting it out, I'm writing it down, and then I'm just sort of virtually throwing it away, but not really throwing it away, kind of like throwing it into like a pile of something for someone to pick up and read. It just feels more like I'm letting it out than when I do it by myself. And I'm getting better at recognizing the moments where I'm about to go on a rant and then getting on the mic. So, that's good. And I've always, like, one of the things that I had the most trouble with, and I still have trouble with doing it, is having these moments of passion and inspiration. I'm like, oh my god, it'd be so cool if I did this and stuff. And then later, having the time to do it, but then being scared that it might come off as disgenuine because it wasn't in the moment. And if I don't do things in the moment and I try to recreate that, it would come off as fake. That I need to get better at knowing that I can make the feelings come back. Because they usually do. They usually do. If I think of doing something and I can't do it at that moment and then I do it later, like I just do it, even if I don't feel that same passion as I did in the moment, usually between or like during the doing, the passion comes back and I'm like, oh. And then I'm just cruising. You know, I get into the moment of the doing instead of just the thinking. And I need to get better at that. But yeah, this is fun. I had fun. And this is the first time I've ever went on a tangent and recorded it like this. Or a rant. I do these a lot. These rants. And hopefully I'll record them more. All I got for now. You guys are cute, though. By the way, if I haven't mentioned. I feel like I'm getting somewhere. I feel like I'm gaining emotional strength. And I know that doesn't make sense. And it really doesn't make too much sense to myself. But it's just a feeling like I'm just... It's kind of like that feeling where you, if you work out. And you just feel your muscles stretching. And then after the workout, there's like... It's not necessarily soreness. But it's like you just feel your muscles more. Like you feel them. Especially when you haven't worked out in a long time and then you just go and do push-ups or something. And after the push-up, you just feel your muscles. Because right now, you don't feel them. You don't feel your biceps or your chest or your torso or anything like that. But if you go do work or some crunches or some jackknives or some rock climbers, you'll feel them. That tightness, that like, oh, I have muscles here. Oh, they're here. And that's the feeling I have right now with my emotions. I feel them. I feel something. This calm strength. And I'm trying really hard to notice it, remember it, keep it. Because it will go away. It will go away. But if I keep doing the things that recreate it, and then I keep on noticing it, and then remembering it, and then it'll be... become more part of who I am on a day-to-day basis. I'm getting somewhere. I feel it. It feels like I'm finally learning how to walk, and now all I want to do is run. It's in the doing. That's a whole nother episode that I will not get into, but it's in the doing, and I have discovered that. But that's for a whole nother episode. I'm not gonna get into that right now. It was a streamer rant about streamer things. And I just wanted to let that out into the mic. Because it's good into the mic content. And this outro has been going on for too long, so I'm going to buy. Oh, yep. Okay. You can find me everywhere under my username if you want to, you know, find more ridiculous tangents that I go on. Peace. Be safe.